The heavyweight title fight. Why did God create evil? In Isaiah 45:7, the Lord said, I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. If God is almighty and so good and not evil, then why did he create evil? A battery cannot function with only a positive pole. A negative pole is needed to give it spark. Just like life, a positive life without any negatives will be a pretty dull life without any spark. How could we appreciate the good if there was no bad? How could we feel the thrill of victory if there was no battle? How could we appreciate the light if there was no darkness, or heaven if there would be no hell? How could we appreciate healing unless we are sick, or have the joy of forgiving unless feelings are hurt? If all was hunky-dory, with nothing to fight for, then we would become lazy and pretty much just float along like jellyfish in the tides and waves of the sea. We would get tired of the good. If there was no opposite, we would get bored stiff. But we say, if I'll be rich, then I will be happy. Most of us think, oh, how I wish I would be rich. But then the people who are filthy rich don't know what to do with themselves, and many commit suicide, as they have it all, and there is nothing more to fight for. The dreams are fulfilled, and they have reached the top, only to find out that they fell into a black hole of emptiness. Unless, of course, they help the needy and invest where it really counts. The devil has to be there. He is needed as a sparring partner. Otherwise, how can our character be built? How can we ever learn to defend ourselves and win against our weaknesses of selfishness, pride, and fear? If we have a weak spot, or we let our defenses down by being self-absorbed with our mistakes, our mental health issues, and all that is wrong with us, then he barrels in and we almost get knocked for a loop with depression. Then, when we get older, we want to throw in the towel before life reaches the finish line. If you are under attack and are going through a difficult time, then listen to this fight and how a laboring man defeated the alleged King of the Ring. The all-time heavyweight title fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the fight for the heavyweight championship title. This fight has been arranged by the father of the challenger, who undoubtedly had to pull some strings to make this match happen. The all-time world champion, known as The Dragon, is challenged by a totally unknown laborer from an obscure village in the Middle East. We are informed that his name is JC, and that he has been training for almost 6 weeks in the wilderness without any food. And ladies and gentlemen, from what I am told, he is hungry and ready for a good fight. This is not a traditional fight. This fight is a test of their spiritual strength, their wits, and mental endurance. The bell rings for the first round. The dragon steps forward and taunts, "If you're so great to challenge me, who do you think you are, the Son of God? You must be hungry, so why don't you command these stones to be bread? Give up the fight and eat. Why lose and just be another natural disaster?" Although JC blocked that one, nevertheless, it was a potent left hook from the dragon. Surprisingly, it doesn't faze JC. Those 6 weeks of intense training have made him do his homework, and he bounces back with a powerful left hook. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." Ladies and gentlemen, this JC followed it up with a powerful right hook. This is totally unexpected, and it looks like the dragon has finally found his match. The bell rings for round two. Dragon leaves the ring and challenges JC to come with him to the highest place in the capital. If you think that you are the Son of God, then jump. Because isn't it written that the angels will take care of you? You will only live another 3 years like a vagabond, and I will make sure that the powerful people will hate you. So your miserable life will be full of obstacles, and you will have to hide many times in the wilderness, which you seem to like. You can jump now and finish it, and the angels will take care of you. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, that is Dragon at his best. Barreling his dirty blows. But it is amazing how much this JC can take. He stands like a rock. Unbelievable. He's coming back. Left, 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 left. His left is like a jackhammer. It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Dragon is reeling back and forth, but he stays up and is saved by the bell. The bell rings for round three. Ladies and gentlemen, for Dragon to win this fight, he has to pull out all the stops. He takes JC to a mountaintop and offers him all the kingdoms of the world. Don't be stupid. I will give you power, wealth, and fame. You want to help people? This is your chance to really help and make a difference. If you will only let me knock you out, then this fight is over. I will remain world champion while you will be king of the world with all the money you need to help people. However, if you don't let me win, I will make sure that your life will end in excruciating pain. I will put a king's crown on your head that you will never forget. I will have you whipped mercilessly, crucified naked. So you decide, Teddy boy. I can't believe it. JC responds with a volley of direct hits. He's got fight. I'm on a mission that you cannot stop. And yes, I am highly honored to be the son of my dad. You may have power to hurt my body, but you'll never be able to destroy my soul, which is me, because I am his son. I am amazed at this JC and his dogged determination. Whoa! That was another double left whammy. He's coming back full force. Get thee hence, dragon, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. I can't believe this, JC. Another left hook followed by a right uppercut. Bullseye on Dragon's chin. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a knockout. What an amazing fight. Unbelievable. I think we will hear a lot more about this challenger, as Dragon has won almost every fight so far by pummeling his opponents on their weak spots. Money, food, pride, and suicide. When that failed, he offered them the world for the price of their soul. Fame, politics, power, and wealth, which almost all accepted. The bookies had this fight on 12-1. Now, I've commented on a lot of fights, but never in my life have I witnessed a fight like this. We are just receiving some more info about this JC. He's the oldest one in his family, and he's a carpenter who lives in Nazareth. Inconceivable. Well, here he is. Our new all-time world title holder, JC of Nazareth. Let me see if I can catch him for an interview. JC, congratulations. I'm sure people will want to hear from you. What would you like to tell him? It won't be long till every person will be in the ring for their final fight to defend their honor and title of being a son and daughter of God. Their final choice is to follow my training program, and if they're willing to work out, practice their punches by adhering to my father's teaching and my instruction, then they will secure their titles. But if they only hear and watch and don't train, they'll have a hard time holding on to that title. My program was recorded by some of my first trainees, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The winners cannot grasp what is waiting for them if they stand in faith against fear, against Satan's kingdom, his pseudo-scientific lies, and his money trap. How to train and build our muscles. Jesus proved that the word is our only way to win our fight against dragon's lies, as the truth knocks him out. If we strengthen ourselves by writing down and memorizing vital scriptures that speak to us and help us through a difficult time, then we learn how to fight like Jesus did. And we will come out as winners with the thrill of victory. We train and we strengthen our spiritual muscles by knowing God's promises, which give us insight into what is ahead, how the Antichrist will rise to power, the false prophet, the abomination of desolation, the RFID implant, the tribulation, and when Jesus will return to set up his Father's kingdom. So thank God for the devil. These tests with evil are necessary to build our character and to see what is in our heart, whether we will keep his commandments of loving him and others or not. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2 and John 13, 34. Eventually, the dragon, that old serpent and Satan, will be banned from the ring when the Lord is found among us, those who will love him and their fellow man, no matter the price. The dragon will be expelled when our hearts are sorted. But till then, believing is not enough. If we believe in God, then let us fight for him and follow in Jesus' footsteps. If you download a hard copy, you can see all the links in the pamphlet on which you can click to get the full picture. At johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus leaflets like these on many subjects, from our origins to the marriage supper, 9 free books, 27 prophecy bites. There will be no cookies, no info requests, no strings attached, so we can pass the message.